Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started running for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. The Gospels tell us it was early in the morning when the women went to Jesus' tomb and found it empty. I imagine them thinking to themselves, "What kind of cruel joke is this?" John tells us that Mary even stood outside the tomb crying. Two angels appeared, wondering, "Why are you crying?" She replied to him, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they put him." She even told the same thing to a gardener, only it wasn't a gardener, it was Jesus. As soon as he said her name, Mary, she recognized him. She went from being heartbroken and empty to joyful and full of hope. Imagine if we were in that same situation, Easter morning, going to visit our Lord and Savior, our beloved friend, only to discover that the tomb was empty. I imagine we too would wonder, what kind of cruel joke is this? Folks, we know that today is Easter Sunday, but it also happens to be April 1st, which we know as April's Fool's Day. It's that day where all the jokesters and pranksters share their talents. It's a long tradition at the Story Home where we would have April Fool's jokes. Several years back, if it tells you enough about how far back it was, when our boys were still young enough that we could carry them, we decided to play the April Fool's joke on them. It was going to be, we would switch rooms, so they would each wake up in the other's room wondering, "Where am I at? Ha ha, there's the joke." So early in the morning, we picked each boy up and we proceeded to carry them to the other's room. Only the joke didn't go too well because one of them woke up in the hall, confused, yes, wondering, "What kind of cruel joke are you playing on me?" The Easter resurrection was no joke. No one had taken Jesus' body. In fact, the only joke played was on death. 1 Corinthians says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through Jesus." Life is serious. It can be too serious at times. Sometimes we need humor to lift our spirits, to turn our sadness around, to remind us that life will get better, that it will be okay. Jesus' resurrection, Easter Sunday, is a reminder of the hope we have. No matter what we face in life, because of the resurrection, we have hope. Luke tells us of another resurrection experience of two travelers on their way to Emmaus. These two disciples, these two followers, were without hope. They'd heard the rumors of Jesus' resurrection, but without hope, they couldn't believe. Like Thomas, they doubted. As Jesus came near, hope was created. He traveled with them as a stranger. They didn't recognize him. But Jesus asked them questions. He explained the scriptures. He stayed a little while longer with them. They knew something was special about this stranger. Hope was created. Jesus broke bread with them, and immediately their eyes were opened. They believed. They no longer doubted. They saw the living hope. They saw Jesus. Their doubt, despair, sadness changed from life without hope to Jesus drawing close, hope created, to seeing Jesus and knowing the living hope. Sometimes us seasoned believers know how serious life can be. It leaves us sad and hurting without hope. May we remember today, this resurrection day, that Jesus had victory over death. And may we remember and know that He gives hope to the hopeless, that He creates hope within us, that He is our living hope.